Good morning, sir, and how are you doing today, sir?
Just great.
Great. Another beautiful morning.
Yes, sir.
And I believe you have, what, six for us today?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
First one's ready to go, it's Andy Barnes.
Okay, sir. Good morning, sir, and what is your name before we get started, sir?
David Richard Barnes, 125596.
Okay, hold on a second, sir, and let's file some paperwork. Okay, I'm sorry to do this, but if you would be kind enough to repeat your name again and your ABC number for the record.
David Richard Barnes, 125596.
Thank you, Mr. Barnes. You appear from the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation on the warrant. And based upon information we have, you were notified of this hearing back on August the 23rd of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
August, for the
parole
hearing?
Yes, sir. It stated that the hearing would be held today, and you signed it, sir.
Yeah, I was notified.
Okay, sir. And on there, among other things, stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself today, sir?
Yes.
Okay, sir. As you can see, there are two board members. This is a panel of two board members participating in your hearing today, and they are the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. And my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your lead, sir. We also have in the room with us today, I believe that you can see him. You should be able to see him there. And that is Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Barnes and Mr. Turner, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth to help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do, and I need to make an amendment to the warrant.
Okay, amendment by Mr. Turner. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. On the lower right-hand corner where it says CSED, SED, it has a date of 10-6-2018. That is incorrect. It should be
9-24-2018. 9-24-2018. Any objection to the amendment? Hearing none. It is so ordered and it is so recorded. Okay. Mr. Barnes has indicated that you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false, sir? And it reads that you have violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2 is demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by refusing to sign conditions of supervision on July 24, 2018 as directed by parole staff. Sir, is that true or false?
I would say it's false on the grounds he didn't give me a full amount of time to discuss the situation at hand.
Wait, 1 second, sir. Are you saying that it is false, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, well, before we ask you to give us further information, we're going to receive some testimony from the Department of Corrections from Mr. Turner, and then we'll come back to you and you can explain to us why it's false. So just hold on, sir. Mr. Turner, would you give us some testimony on allegation number one, sir?
Yes, allegation number one. On 7-24-2018, offender released from ASBC Tucson and reported to the Tucson parole office via transport by prison staff. At the time of intake, offender refused to sign Arizona conditions of supervision and refused to report to identified placement, Behavioral System Southwest at 6420 South Park Avenue, Tucson, Arizona, 85706. It was explained to the offender that DOC would pay for the halfway house at BSS. Offender said he was going to Phoenix and will do things his way. Follow up to number one, offender was arrested and returned to custody.
Thank you so much, Mr. Turner. And Mr. Barnes, now why did you think that that allegation was false, sir?
Well, on the grounds of release, my release paper said Phoenix, Tucson. And I was kind of wondering why it said that. And from between CO3 clouds, the CO3 tally, since there was two different COs, I believe there was a mix-up on where I was supposed to go. Because I wanted to throw out the Phoenix cast, because that's where I'm from, Mesa, Phoenix, and that's where my assigned case manager for over 4 years at Partners in Recovery is, where I had appointments set up by AEOC Verizon. I had, that's in my property somewhere, lost control of it. The letter had saying I had an appointment 2 to 3 days after my release in Mesa. Mesa is in Maricopa County, that's Phoenix.
Okay, so I understand what you're saying, but I believe that would be more appropriate in phase two, because I think it is quite clear in my mind, based on information that's been presented, I think it's what, even what you're saying, that you did not sign the conditions of supervision, but you can give the reasons in phase two. So I'm going to move a motion at this time, and then when we get to phase two, you can explain it to us. And my motion is going to be to find that Mr. Barnes did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision. He was delinquent. He had, or may have, and he may have lapsed into criminal ways, inasmuch as he did refuse to sign the conditions of supervision. And that is my motion.
Second.
Okay. I would like to add to that.
Okay. You're going to have an opportunity to explain all of it, sir. So right now, that was just...
I'm just placed what phase I was in, so...
Okay, but we're going to let you explain all of that. So right now, we're just trying to get to phase two of your hearing. Once we get into phase two, you can explain it, sir. The motion was made by myself, C.T. Wright, and seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and that is that he violated terms of the district supervision, that he was delinquent, may have lapsed into criminal ways, and now we're going into phase two of your hearing. Phase two of your hearing is very important because the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue your supervision. We begin phase two by receiving background information on you. Following getting the background information, we're going to come back, speak with you, and you'll be able to tell the board whatever you want to tell the board at that time, sir. So I'm going to ask you to remain quiet as we get this background information, and then we'll come back and speak with you, sir. Mr. Turner, would you give us some background information, sir?
Yes, Barnes was released on 7/24/2018 and arrested on 7/24/2018 by ABC on a tech warrant. No new charges noted. He was returned back to ABC custody on 7/24/2018 with a CSED of 9/24/2018, 0 abscond days. Current conviction, 2016, dangerous drug violation, 1 year, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1994, theft, 1 year. 1996, shoplifting, 6 months. 2007, criminal trespassing, first degree, 7 months. 2008, drug paraphernalia violation, 4 months. This is his fifth term in ABC with a CUIR score of 2-1, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 1997, transitional release, parole, completed 4 months. 2000, TIS release, completed 2 months. 2009, TIS release, completed 6 months. 2018, TR 1291 release, absconded for 3 days, administratively revoked. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrest, 2008, dangerous drug violation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2015, criminal trespassing, first degree, Arizona county jail. 2016, dangerous drug violation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2016, unlawful use of means of transportation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. Has a GB score of G1, V1.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Turner, for providing that information at this time. And okay, so now we're back to talk with you now, Mr. Barnes. I just wanted to talk to you first and then give you an opportunity to tell the board whatever you wish to tell the board. And I believe that you already explained this, but it seemed that you were directed to report to Behavior Systems Southwest down in Tucson, but you did not want to be there and you wanted to go to Phoenix, and so you did not check in to the Behavior System Southwest down in Tucson. Am I correct, sir?
On the Senate bill, what are you talking about? On the first parole violation?
Sir?
I'm sorry. I'm not an attorney. I'm not a law. I'm sorry. Bear with me. Are you talking about my violation this time?
I can't quite hear you. Yes, we're talking about your violation because you wanted to go to Tucson. I mean, you want to go to Phoenix, but you have been, but you want to report to BSS in Tucson.
No, that's a story. Anyway, I told Klaus that I'm from Mesa. That's, I've been with First Christian Recovery for 4 years, two years prior to coming in here because I had some money. And they handled me well. Well, I decided to go to Tucson instead from an old friend I from my teenager years and get away from my old environment. But Tucson ended up being bigger than the state than going back to my environment because I found it harder to get around and be physically disabled too, but I've been on for the last since 2012, I guess at the beach, it was hard for me to get around. And they weren't supplying me with adequate transportation to get things done for my program and stuff. And I didn't have a vehicle, and I knew nothing about Tucson. So when they came at me to move, I had paid for an apartment after a dispute. Oh, shoot, I'm getting off track. I'm sorry. I'm going way back to the red. Anyway, from CO3 Clouch to CO3 Tally, I told Clouch I'll go to CAS. I'll be released to CAS, which accepts SMI and physically disabled front row seat because they provide housing. They set you up for housing through SMI and you get front row seat on a bunk and all that stuff. And I was going to try staying there for a few days to try to get into the new youth program at East Mesa Men's Center. And but I can't enroll there. At CAS I can't enroll to, but new youth I can't. So I was going to try to get into East Mesa Men's Center. I shot all the information right here. And which is over by 202 and Country Club in Mesa. And they got the new youth program, which I did programming for years in Mesa for years. That's how I got hooked up with Partners in Recovery and became SMI. I was going to go back to all that programming because Tucson ended up being able to stay with me. People didn't have my back like they should. I thought they would. And it just turned out to be really bad. I didn't know my way around town. I didn't know what good parts were, the bad parts were, what neighbors were hanging out in, you know what I mean? And I have a transportation like I should. I really didn't have time to investigate it properly. So that's why I told Klaus on this release, I want to definitely go to Phoenix Gas. And I'll get back with Partners in Recovery for 4 years now when I did the movie program. They hooked me up with Tom Trans, who came to my door and took me home. And I wasn't even as disabled as I am now back then. You know, I still walked a little better. And it worked out great. And I even volunteered for the program after I did my assignator management classes from a dispute with my sister.
Okay, so may I just ask you a question, sir? Are you on any type of medication at this time, sir?
No, I'm not. I'm supposed to take anxiety medication, but Verizon's got my medical records all messed up, and I can't get the medication properly. So, I don't know. I get a little anxiety a little bit. That's why I want to get back to Partners Recovery to take care of them.
Well, let me just follow up with that. Were you on any type of medication when you were released back on the July the 24th? Were you on medication at that time, sir?
Yeah, I was taking naproxen and Prilosex.
Okay, sir. Okay, so I'm going to move on with your hearing. I'm going to see if there may be further questions coming from my distinguished colleague, the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Any questions, Mr. Johnson?
First time explaining this, but I think it got mixed up between CO3 Clouds and Tally and where I was supposed to go, because hands down, Tucson was out of the question for me. It was too hard to find what I sent to the role, and I didn't want to go there. I wanted to go back to where I know my home.
Now, sir, excuse me for interrupting, but I'm going to give you an opportunity to make your final statement to the board. Hold 1 second, then I'll get back to you so that you can make your final statement. But before I do that, I'm going to take some information from Mr. Turner, then I'll be right back to you, sir. Yes, sir, Mr. Turner.
For the release management system, the offender refused to give an address for release. That's why he went homeless to Tucson. During his intake at Tucson, when he refused to sign conditions, he went, stated he wanted to go stay at his sister's house. They attempted to contact his sister. The number was, they were unable to make any kind of contact. When they were going to put him at BSS halfway house and stated they would continue to try to get a hold of his sister to make some contact. And that's when he stated that he was going to do it his way and he was going to Phoenix. He was not going to stay at a halfway house.
Okay, well, thank you so very much for sharing that, Mr. Turner. Okay, now, Mr. Bond, we're coming to us to end of your hearing. But this is your hearing. We will give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board without repeating yourself. So anything else you want to tell the board, we are listening at this time. So what else do you want to tell the board, sir?
Well, okay, I want to say this. If you look at my senior record in the past, as far as my conduct being locked up, my work ethics, and my parole ethics and all that, it's pretty impeccable. So I did two solid times, and then I abandoned all those problems. I got an impeccable record. I shouldn't have any tickets. They said I had one, but I don't know. I never would never get one. I've always had good work ethics. At Douglas, I worked on my days off to stay busy. A couple times they came because they could do that back then. And I've always completed my pro prior to this. The thing is when I was, that's why I'm saying the mix up between clouds, CO3 clouds and tally, is when I was released and got my paperwork here at CIP on 7/24, he was handing me my money card, my social security card, and all my stuff. And he goes, where are you going? I go, I'm just supposed to go to SSI in Tucson and get my, I was going to get my SSD going right away, which is a week away from getting, and I got violated before. And then I was going to go to Phoenix, call my PO in Phoenix with Mike, which was what I was going to do, get a schedule base and head for CAS. And then in doing so, I was going to call my sister and see where that, if her attitude would change about me at all, you know, and see if I could work something that way. And I was going to go to CAS and get in the new week program. That was my whole setup, my whole plan. And I don't know why I went to Tucson, but anyway, when he had me myself, I'm going to the SSI office, he goes, yeah, they're going there. And then I'm in route, they drop the other guys off at the Greyhound station and ask the driver. The driver goes, you getting out here? No, no, we're going to the SSI office. And in Tucson, which is a mile away from where I used to live, where Jimmy's get, I was going to pick up my legal work after we're in the Phoenix. And she goes, yeah, we're going there. And then in route, I noticed we're going the wrong way. And, you know, and I'm like, where are we going? Are we going to the SSI office? She goes, yes, again. That was three times. And then we showed up to some parole where I feel like I had a conflict of interest when we sent to the parole. There's an argument there. And because I most definitely did not want to go back there with training and video and all that stuff. And I tried to argue in my the problem cause hearing. But it didn't work. I did not want to go to Tucson at all, hands down. And when I got, and when I was getting out of the van, she handed my stuff and I'm going, why am I here? She goes, well, they told me to bring you here. And I started getting really upset. I was like, why don't I bring you? You know what I mean? I'm 57 years old and I really don't appreciate being lied to. And then when I went into the office, I kind of was saying the same things and I was a little heated. And within 5 minutes of discussion with the supervisor, because I guess he didn't want me to see Trina because I was a little agitated on why I was at parole. I was really lost why I was there. I was supposed to go to Phoenix. And I was really getting agitated. And I was having a very painful day, too, on top of it. The pistols and stuff I got going on a lot of.
You've already explained that to the board, so I'm going to give you another minute, so anything else you want to tell the board, because we don't want you to repeat yourself, so anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir, about 1 minute.
Anyway, hands down, my plan was to go back to my stomping grounds, where I know the place like the back of my hand. I'll get called straight up from PIR case manager Martell. He comes to my house and visits me once a month to make sure I'm doing all right. He gives me a personal ride when I'm in the jail. Tom Trance picks me up at my house and brings me home. I volunteered for programming back in on top of the court order program. I met good friends there. I got no problem with programming, the new week program. I wanted to go back there, it was hands down. I don't want to know how mixed up. And that's all I want to say. And I got an impeccable DOC record until I get to Tucson. Thank you.
Okay, sir, now, what we're going to do now, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet, and the board is going to make its decision at this time. So please remain quiet, sir. The board is now in discussion. I think there was, the point of view of Mr. Barnes, there was just some miscommunication. He, if I understand it correct, he wanted to go to Phoenix, and he was going to, the decision was made to leave him in Tucson, and then he indicated that he wanted to do things his way, and he was brought back into DOC. I think that regardless of what happened at that time, I think that from my perspective, Mr. Johnson, I think that he's going to be out next week at any rate, on the 24th, which is a little more than a week from now. And I think it would be in his best interest just to remain for the next few days, and when he gets out, then he will not have to report to a parole officer. He will be on his own, and that's just my feeling. But I am prepared to listen to the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Okay, therefore I'm going to offer a motion, and my motion is going to be based upon Mr. David Barnes, ADC number 125596, as well as information contained in this warrant 2018W2129, is to find that he did violate terms of business supervision. He was delinquent inasmuch as he did not agree to sign the supervision, the conditions of supervision, and as a result of that, he was brought back into DOC. However, I feel that because he has such a limited amount of time before he will be released, it would be in his best interest to just to complete it, and once he completes it, then he will not have to report to a parole officer. Therefore, I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Motion by myself, C.T. Rice, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you are going to be out on on September the 24th, which is just, 11 days from now. You are going to be released. So I'm going to suggest very strongly, you don't have to take my advice, that you work with your CO3, put something together, so when you get out on the September the 24th, when you get out, so that you have everything all arranged so that you won't have any problems. Because we don't want to see you back incarcerated again. And I know you don't want to be incarcerated again. So get everything together so that when September, that is September the 24th, comes around, you'll be ready to go out and not to commit another crime. So I want to thank you so much for your participation, and good luck as you go out in the community, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Your hearing is over, so you will just lay the phone down so that the next one can come forward. But thank you so very much, sir.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too, sir.